Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now go with me, please, to the book of Acts. The book of Acts, the second chapter. We see how the Spirit operates throughout this book of Acts. We see it in the ministry of Jesus, and we see it continue through the book of Acts. Now, the title that men gave to this book is the Acts of the Apostles. The titles that you see up at the top of the page and for each chapter, don't assume those are inspired. Men put those in there. But the text itself, the letters, obviously is. I think you could better call it perhaps the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the church. But I don't know that it needs a title anyway. But that's what's going on, because it wasn't just apostles that you read about. You read about Philip the evangelist. Yeah. You read about Agabus the prophet. Yeah. You read about disciples that nothing was said about any ministerial call, but disciples that heard from the Lord and went and did something, and God showed up and manifested himself. But it's the Holy Spirit manifesting himself, but it's in connection with his people saying what he told them to say and testifying and witnessing of his reality, of his truth, of what he said to say and do. In Acts 22, he reminds them, he said, "You men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know." Now, we've made this statement, but I want to make it again. We don't do miracles by God. He does things by us. Big difference. Big difference. And he doesn't confirm us. He confirms him in us, through us. Now, important to say, because many people are trying to get God to confirm what they decided to do. What they decided to do, what they decided to say. And sometimes people have heard a few things about faith principles, and these principles are true, of course, but then they leave off some very vitally important things, like being led by the Spirit. And praying and hearing from him. So people just say things and are going to claim things and going to do things just off the top of their head that they came up with. And then they go about endeavoring to get God to confirm it. And that's why many are disappointed. Many don't see success, because he's not obligated to confirm just anything and everything you and I come up with. Let me just give you an example. You're a big fan of this baseball team. I'm a big fan of the opposing baseball team. They're having a game. I'm believing in saying that my team's going to win. You're believing in saying that your team's going to win. I'm trying to get God to confirm what I'm believing in saying. You're trying to get God to confirm what you're believing in saying. You think it puzzles him? Do you think he says, "Whoa, they're both believing me. Which one do I confirm? I don't know. He's maybe a little bit stronger in faith today. I don't know." Now there he goes. He topped the list right then. Let's look at the faith meter. No. No. Now, with me or not?
Yes.
What did he say? See, Jesus said, I didn't come to do my own will. How could the Father confirm everything Jesus said, everything Jesus preached, everything Jesus taught, everything? How could he? Because he only said what the Father gave him to say. He only did what the Father showed him to do. He wasn't doing his own thing. He wasn't trying to get the Father to confirm him. That's why he started out that passage we read, I can of my own self do nothing. Can you see what we're talking about? We need to watch about trying to get God to confirm what we decided to do. Many folks are not, they're not praying enough. They're not seeking God enough. They've learned a few faith principles. And so they just decide to springboard and confess something. A lot of folk are too quick to pray as far as believing we receive it and too quick to say. Amen. Your first order of business about many things should be inquire of the Lord.
That's right.
Inquire of the Lord. Ask Him, what do I need to do about this situation? Which way do I need to go? Somebody said, well, stand on the Word. Well, that's great advice, but it's a big book. I said, it's a big book. Where? Which verse do I? Well, just any verse. Just pick one. No, no, no. You've got the author of the book living on the inside of you. And he will show you what part of it applies to you on a Tuesday afternoon at the workplace or at school or dealing with your kids or your spouse.
Yes, yes.
But instead of just deciding you're going to say something and you're going to do something, and come on, God, and back me up in this now. How many know this is happening all over the place? And it's why people are being disappointed and being confused. No, we don't try to get him to confirm us. We go to Him. We submit to His greatness. We submit to His Lordship. We submit to His Holy Spirit and His Holy Word. We say, Lord, what do you say about this? What do you say about this? Which way do we go? What do we do? What do we say? What do we believe? What do we do? And you may not get it the first hour. I'm not talking about you have to stay on your knees all day and night, but you ask Him, you look to Him, and then you continue to check in your heart. You continue to expect as you get up and go to work and come home, as you go to the grocery store, you make your bed, you come back, and it may be a few days. Some things may be a few weeks. Some things may be longer, but you just keep looking to Him and believe in Him. And if you'll keep looking to Him, how many know the Bible said, ask.
Amen.
It'll be given.
Right.
Seek. And you'll find.
Amen.
Knock.
Amen.
And it'll be open to you.
Amen.
And you keep on doing that, it'll come to you. And you'll see, you go, oh, that's it. That's it.
Amen.
That's it. That's what I say about this. That's what I believe. That's what I do. And then when you start saying what He said and believing what He said to believe and doing what He said to do, here He will come. I said, here He will come, and He will confirm it. He will verify it. He will back it up. He will do it.
Thank you, Lord.
And it'll be a witness.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And then you can go tell somebody else about something else that He did for you. But it's not Him confirming you.
No. That's right.
It's Him confirming Him in you.
Yes.
Can you see this, saints?
Yes.
Very important. There's a lot of answers in this, isn't there? A lot of answers right here. God never let anybody down. But there's a lot of folks confused about who's boss. You don't tell Him how to do it. You let Him tell you. Even when you know it's His will, there's still the way to do it, the way to go about it. You know, David, King David, practiced this continuously. Have you ever read the scriptures about his life and his walk with the Lord? How many times it says he inquired of the Lord?
Yeah.
That means he asked.
Yeah.
You know, pride assumes.
Uh-huh.
Humility asks.
That's right.
That's a good phrase right there.
Right.
Pride assumes. Humility asks. Even when you think you know, doesn't hurt to ask. And if he tells you what you thought you already knew, well, it's just confirmation.
Yeah.
But, you know, numerous times when the enemy would come out against them, David would inquire of the Lord, shall I go up against them? And the Lord would answer him, go up against them. Do it like this. And this happened repeatedly. And so after a while, you'd get to thinking, well, I know how to do this. There's the enemy. We've done this before. Just go do this. And no, but every time he'd still inquire of the Lord. And a good thing he did, because this time he inquired of the Lord. The Lord said, no, don't go up against them. Go around behind the mulberry bushes and do this. Well, same type of situation, but a different direction for this time.
Yes.
To get the right result. You cannot substitute anything for hearing from God.
Right.
We've got to hear from Him. You can't separate walking by faith and exercising faith from being led by the Spirit.
Amen.
We need Him every hour. We need Him every day and night, don't we?
Yes.
And when things come up, inquire of the Lord.
Amen.
Ask Him, Lord, what do I do on this? What do I do? How many know He always has the answer? He is the answer. Can you say glory to God? Go with me on over to the 10th chapter. The 10th chapter of Acts. Before we get into this, I'm going to read to you 1 John 5:5. You don't have to turn there. You stay there in Acts. 1 John 5:5. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Then you are a world overcomer.
Amen.
You are? Me? Yeah. You. You don't feel like an overcomer. Well, quit checking with your feelings.
Yes.
Quit checking with that. Believe this. Verse 6. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that does what?
Bears witness.
Why? Because the Spirit
is
truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven. Now all this is talking about testifying, witnessing. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. There are three that do what?
Bear witness
in earth. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. These three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. Did you know that God, on more than one occasion, spoke out of heaven with an audible voice and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. What is that? That's him testifying.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.